Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Posted up. Scabby meth head got naked at a, eighth grade game? It wasn't even a high school game?
Okay. Practice. It was just practice.
Oh, yeah. Good practice.
She was just practice.
I used to hang out with my kids, my son, when he used to play eighth grade football. All the dads would just hang out and watch him practice. That never happened. That would have been kind of funny.
Yeah. Right. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just to break up the monotony.
Yeah, exactly.
That would have been fun.
Naked meth chick.
Yeah, she was
cool,
kind of methy, but yeah. She was naked.
Yeah, you're methy.
You want to hear about menopause from a woman?
Sure.
It's National Menopause Awareness Month.
And we honor that.
Yeah. We recognized it on the 18th.
That's right.
Menopause is when the ovaries no longer.
I'm wearing red today.
This is from Stacy, by the way. No longer produce eggs. And stop making most of the estrogen in the female body. This can cause sudden emotional swings as well as temperature variations, among other symptoms such as vaginal dryness. Some women even lose their desire for sex. I don't happen to be one of those women. Smiley face.
Well, is
face,
she bitchy, though? Is she bitchy? She wouldn't say smiley face because she still has a sexual drive, but does she still lose her bitchiness?
She doesn't say. She doesn't comment on the dryness. None of that.
That's her own personal thing.
Apparently, she still has her libido.
All right.
And then Bryce on Twitter says, you slap the bag because it's fun.
That's why I saw that, too.
You can slap it as hard as you can, and it won't break.
I guess it does it.
No.
Yeah,
because if we did, like, if you slapped a bong, you could break the bong or hurt yourself.
That's not cool.
Do they make plastic plastic bag bongs? No, that'd be stupid.
They make plastic bongs, but that's
you slap it, it's going to bust.
It's usually a red flag.
I remember, like, a plastic
crack
thing.
In the ball. Let's play crack the bong.
What did they call it? The power hitter. And you'd, you'd screw a little joint in the top and then just press on it, squeeze on it, and smoke the joint that way. I think it was called the power hitter.
That sounds.
What is it with you people and reefer?
And you could slap that thing because it was just cheap plastic.
There was genuine intrigue in Nick's voice there.
Did you say power hitter?
I got time today. I can figure that out.
I do.
They're cool. You got to roll some joints.
Okay.
Right. To work.
That's right. You got time.
To practice on that.
No show tonight, but where are you at Friday, Nick?
I will be at the Red Shed Music Venue in Hutchinson, Kansas Friday night.
Hutch.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. And then I'll be at Roper's Bar and Grill in David City, Nebraska on
Saturday.
I'm looking
forward to plugging that show for
out of Hutchinson, Kansas. The
how long we got to plug that show, Nick?
Out of Hutchinson, Kansas.
A week.
The
that's it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's Friday.
Okay, pick it up after he says this with the name of the club.
Out of Hutchinson, Kansas, the
Red Shed Music Venue, Friday night.
There
Red Shed.
You nailed it. Together. Go see Nick. Hutch, T95, show up and see our buddy Nick. And where's that place again?
Out of Hutchinson, Kansas, the
Red Shed Music Venue. Nah.
They should make a paraphernalia museum so kids can learn about the power hitter and the steamroller.
The gravity bomb.
The cosmic cannon.
Don't do drugs, kids.
The gravity bong always had to be at some place. I haven't seen that as an adult, but like in high school, that always had to be somebody's house whose parents weren't going to be home for a long time. So that made everything stink.
Was on this date in 1968, the U.S. Olympic Committee suspended Tommy Smith and John Carlos for giving the Black Power salute as a protest during a victory ceremony at the Summer Games in Mexico City.
Yeah, they were playing a clip over the weekend of Cosell defending these guys because Howard was ahead of his time.
He was a progressive.
And they juxtaposed.
I
got through acquiesced earlier, but it's been a long night. I only got 4 hours sleep, so I should have tried that word. So say it for me again.
Juxtaposed.
All right. They did that with Gruden being a racist. Remember he bitched because about Kaepernick, too? A bunch of stuff coming out of Gruden. Yep.
I just read an article about how, like, coaching has changed, and it's, like, the people who are succeeding are moving away from, like, the cult of personality of the head coach. But they mentioned this book that had been written about Vince Lombardi, and so that he really stood up for his gay players.
Right. Did he really?
Because his brother was gay. Yeah, okay. I guess they drafted
they weren't totally out publicly. In the closet.
I guess when he brought Sub Gay Dude, he's like, if anybody questions his manhood, you'll be out.
Oh, really? Okay.
So, like, super fast. You'll just be gone. Which is nuts, because if they would have been openly out players then, which they would have been unheard of.
Anywhere, for that matter, in the 60s, right?
Like, none of this is
new on the roster. Targets.
Yeah.
Well, Liberace found a...
Oh, that's right. A Packer.
A target.
Broke his cherry, right?
Not necessarily.
It was his first time.
I thought his first one was a Packer.
Yeah, this is Michael Douglas as Liberace.
He's as big as the door.
It's a great... movie, by the way, too.
Is it?
Yeah, it is. It's about his life.
What's it called? Behind the Candelabra?
Him and Matt Damon.
Something like that?
Yeah, there's a butt sex scene between him and Matt Damon. Yeah.
Behind.
It's behind. Behind Liberace.
In the behind?
Yeah. Although I think Liberace was pitching.
It was Candelabra in the behind.
Was he pitching in that scene?
That's what it was called.
No, I think he was...
He's taken.
Yeah, I think he's taken because he talks about that being his first time.
No.
So it was Liberace's first time?
No, I'm talking about
Packers?
When him and Matt Damon in that one scene when there's a poppers
involved. Actually watched the movie.
Oh, you ever saw it?
No.
Homophobe? Watch it. It's great.
I just never got around to it.
It's excellent. Okay, here it is.
No, I was a goner for my first time. He was a Green Bay Packer. He came to hear me play in one of my saloons. I mean, I couldn't miss him. The guy was the size of the door. That's how I lost my virginity. Isn't that romantic?
What is Uranus?
Yes.
And he stood over and said, I own you.
It was Roger.
I effing own you.
Roger took
it. I've always owned you. That's what he said.
That's a good point. What do you mean by as big as the door? The guy's shoulders or?
He was a large man. It's his stature.
Yeah, because I'm guessing he wasn't standing there in the bar with, fully exposed.
Yeah, good point.
Right, and I've never heard it described as big as a door.
That's too big.
No, you haven't. That's too big.
And there was another death to report. I forgot to mention this earlier. Paul Salata has passed away.
Do we know Paul?
You are familiar with Paul's work. Paul was a member of USC's football team in the mid-40s, later played in the NFL Canadian Football League. That's not what you know. His greatest claim to fame is being the creator of the Mr. Irrelevant Award. Since 1976, the Mr. Irrelevant Award has been bestowed every year to the last overall pick in the NFL draft.
Draft, right.
The awardee is celebrated in a series of tongue-in-cheek Irrelevant Week festivities, including a fundraiser for local charities. A celebration of the unnoticed is what he says is the reason he says he started that.
Was he one of them?
No.
Okay.
But he just started the celebration of... The unnoticed, and the celebration of the Mr. Irrelevant came up with an award. They put a whole thing around it, and apparently it's this guy's fault.
You know, it's even when the draft was longer, like 11 or 12 rounds, you were still drafted. So it's kind of a horrible thing
to
say. But
it's a total misnomer.
It is a misnomer.
Because
free agents sign way after that.
If you call him Mr. Irrelevant, you then make him relevant.
Right. Plus, he was drafted.
That's kind of why they were doing
it. I get the bit, but they still do it.
Here's a guy who doesn't get any attention. No, he gets all kinds of attention because he was the 256th pick in the draft or whatever the last.
Yeah, the guy before
him. He gets attention because the guys decided to give him attention. Right.
The guy before him is Mr. Irrelevant.
Yeah, totally.
Right now, right.
Yeah.
But he wasn't before.
Right.
Or the guy who doesn't get drafted at all or picked up as a free agent or even noticed is Mr. Irrelevant.
I always wonder if those guys at the end of the draft, if they would rather like be drafted at the end of the draft or pick and go to a good situation.
Most of them want a good situation.
You're not able to say you were drafted, but you get a better shot if you could, you know, pick a team that has a better roster situation.
Yeah, I think you go where you're invited, though. But maybe you do have a choice.
In a free agent, you do.
Yeah, you have a choice.
Yeah, you can then, yeah.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Well, we are now being told that the richest Americans own most of our stocks. Yeah. Federal Reserve's data shows that the wealthiest 10% of Americans control 89% of shares on Wall Street.
Wow.
Crazy, the top 1% gained over $6.5 trillion in market wealth during the pandemic.
Just
the stock market, the main source of wealth creation, nearly doubled since March of 2020.
They're going to start spreading that around then. Anytime now.
Yep.
It's going to trickle
down.
Wednesday, I think starting Wednesday, they're going to share a lot of that wealth.
So that's what we are being told.
Yeah, I saw somebody posted something up a couple of days ago about a McDonald's offering $20 an hour somewhere, and I made a mistake going on that thread.
Were they mad about it?
Yeah, because why don't you pay these people $20 an hour? Well, go work at McDonald's.
They should.
That's not McDonald's fault.
Yeah, right. It's not McDonald's fault.
Why are they mad? It's not his money.
Because everybody always says burger flipper or fry guy, and when they throw that money around, and they always bitch about their job, which they think is tougher, I guess, not making $20 an hour. I'm thinking, why are you picking on people for making $20 an hour when you're making 15? Go get the $20 an hour guy.
And if McDonald's is paying that, it's not because they want to; it's because they have to.
And by the way,
people would walk in the door. They have to pay that.
Oligarchs of the world want you to keep fighting each other about this.
Yeah,
and they want you to be that way. They don't want you to back the worker.
Yeah, and just because somebody else is getting that doesn't mean that you can't.
No, to them it does.
Yeah, or they're taking money away from you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I don't know how that affects people, but people get upset about it.
And the McChicken is still going to be a good deal.
There was another one today I saw this morning. I don't know if it's true, but it had a McDonald's somewhere and said $31 an hour. And then somebody got on that. I just looked at this during the break, actually. I'm glad you brought this up. And it said, well, that's more than a union electrician makes. I said, well, then ask for more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
An electrician in a union is a pretty good gig, and maybe you should get more than $31 an hour then.
Yeah, bitch to your union then.
I know.
Yeah, because if somebody's willing to
pay
you that.
Everybody's always mad. I mean, not everybody. We get it. A lot of people do get it. Yeah. We're back in the strikers.
That's not worth it. Well, that's not up to you to say.
I know.
That's not your decision.
No.
If somebody's willing to pay someone $20 an hour to work at McDonald's, well, then that person who's in charge of the money feels they're worth it.
Right.
Well, that same,
and they need workers.
That same logic applies to pro athletes. Everybody would say, well, they're not worth it. Well, apparently they are.
Yeah.
Because someone is willing to pay them that money. So, yes, they are.
Now, if they don't produce results, they might not be worth it.
Well, they won't get re-signed.
Right. Then the money goes away if they're really not worth it.
Yeah, I was just texted with somebody that I used to work at the pharmacy with and asked if they'd filled the job that I left.
Yeah,
he's like, they're trying. I'm like, well, it's probably because it pays like crap.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to want that.
Well, maybe they think who's going to, it's like following, you know, somebody famous after, like, you know, who wants to follow you, man?
That's right.
Right, yeah.
You want to be the guy.
Or maybe the cubicle still stinks.
That's a definite possibility.
You don't want to be the guy that follows the guy that followed you. You don't want to be the guy that follows
you. That's key.
You set up bar.
Yeah.
don't know if it's high or low, but it's a bar.
It's a bar.
I don't even think I'm worried about, you know, setting the bar.
Last week, Texas's own Ted Cruz put out a tweet for Australia. In Australia there, their northern territory, they have a new vaccine mandate for workers there in Australia.
That's crazy talk.
Yeah. And so Ted Cruz sent out a tweet where he writes that he's always said Australia is the Texas of the Pacific. The COVID tyranny of their current government is disgraceful and sad. Individual liberty matters.
Shut up.
Well, that's kind of what the chief minister of the Northern Territory in Australia said. His name is Michael Gunner.
All Australians go about their lives thinking, what would Ted Cruz think of this?
Right. Michael Gunner issued a statement, and he said, we don't need your lectures. Thanks, mate. Nearly 70,000 Texans have tragically died from COVID.
Right.
There's been zero deaths in the territory. Did you know that? You know nothing about us. And if you stand against a life-saving vaccine, then you sure as hell don't stand with Australia. I love Texas, go Longhorns, but when it comes to COVID, I'm glad we're nothing like you.
Of course. You could take it seriously and fight about other things, but these Cruz is vaccinated too. Screw that guy.
Yeah.
He's vaccinated.
Yeah, it's so like craven.
Yeah, but they got to pounce on anything they can.
I know. At, you know, that young dude from North Carolina, Madison Cawthorn, the guy in the wheelchair.
Mm-hmm.
I say that because that's how you recognize him. He spoke in front of somewhere recently, and when they're back in charge, he wants to arrest Fauci.
Yeah, I saw that. For what?
Arrest him. Arrest him.
Yeah, but what did he, like, what would the charge be?
Arrest him.
I think he started an insurrection.
Yeah. No, that'd be their boys.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah.
That's right. You don't need to arrest him. For that.
Arrest him.
The busiest airport in the world.
At London still?
No.
It's
in the U.S.?
No, it's in the U.S. No, it's
Atlanta?
It? Oh,
Atlanta?
It's in the U.S.
Atlanta.
Atlanta now. Okay, got it.
Number two.
Chicago? O'Hare?
Denver. No, surprisingly. Denver's three, DFW, Dallas-Fort Worth is two.
Oh, it's still the world. This is the world.
In the world,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then somewhere in Asia, probably?
I just got the top three here quickly. There was a vendor at a biker rally in Florida.
Oh, this doesn't sound good.
No, selling hats with Nazi symbols and imagery.
I was right.
Man.
Yeah. They were selling them during Biketoberfest that ended yesterday. That rally draws hundreds of thousands of people to Daytona Beach. The city's mayor says he's the believer in the First Amendment.
Shut up.
It's morally reprehensible that somebody would want to sell that.
Why do you have to say the first part?
Exactly.
To suck up to that group. They always say that.
Yeah.
Don't want to offend any Nazis.
Just say right away. Don't say I'm the First Amendment guy. Say, no, you can't do this.
Or Nazi fans.
Right.
There's lots of Nazi fans out there.
Yeah, there are.
We're being told that DC Comics.
And they buy sneakers too.
Yeah.
DC Comics. They are getting, they're changing Superman's catchphrase.
Up and what is it?
Yeah,
truth.
Justice.
Justice.
Because of the
bisexual
thing.
And the American way.
I saw Fox lose their S on this. Because they want to get rid of the American way, right?
Yes, they do.
Oh, Fox lost their S. The Fox Morning Show?
Oh, well, suppose. Of course they would.
Mythical characters.
Yeah, they're mad at cartoons a lot.
Yeah, they are.
They're mad at Mr. Potato Head.
Ted!
They do get mad at a lot of inanimate objects.
Yeah.
The catchphrase will no longer be truth, justice, in the American way.
What is it now?
But showing that Superman protects the whole world, not just America, the new catchphrase will be truth, justice, and a better tomorrow.
There you go.
Ruined my day.
Because Superman could fly everywhere. I know he's based in the United States, but he could help anybody, right?
Yeah.
Oh, he's not real.
Apparently, American way was added to the catchphrase in 1942, shortly after America joined the Second World War.
Oh, okay. Propaganda thing. Got it. Yeah, they apparently Fox Morning Show lost their nuts.
Yeah. Where does he live?
Nuts.
Metropolis?
Metropolis. Mythical Metropolis.
City?
Yeah, it's outside of Dubuque, I believe.
Yeah.
I think you're right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Established Superman, in Superman 1.
Yeah.
Has been, isn't, was it Superman's kid that just came out as bisexual?
Superboy. Yeah. Yeah. It's another, it's another universe.
Superman's just pissing everybody off.
He is. Every day.
Always something with him.
I think the DC comic guys sit around and go, what can we do now to piss off Fox? Let's do this now today. We'll make Superman gay on a Thursday, and then we'll take away the American way on a Friday and see them lose their ass.
Watch this.
Watch this. It's mythical, mythical creatures.
A couple from Maui.
They're a couple.
Is being recognized as Hawaii's longest married couple.
Oh, they hate each other.
Oh, how long?
Yeah.
80
almost
years?
Almost 70.
Oh.
For Hawaii's longest married couple.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
What do they look like?
Oh.
Old and pissed at each other?
No.
They probably look exactly alike at that
age.
It'd
be a little easier to not be pissy if you live in Hawaii.
They say that.
Yeah.
They always say that. They always talk about any kind of happiness index that says Hawaii's like number one.
Yeah. I can get, I, you know, never having been to Hawaii, but spending my entire life in the plains.
Yeah. I've been. They seemed happy.
Yeah. I think it would be easier to be happy there.
Oh, yeah. It's beautiful.
What would you talk about after 70 years? You'd be like, you remember? Like,
yeah.
No.
Or no. Yeah.
I don't remember.
Yeah. You told me that story 5,000 times.
They say they've been married this long because they get along with each other.
That makes sense.
Yeah, and see, they haven't died yet.
That can happen.
Well, they might. Mm-hmm. If they've only been married 7 years, they could be. They might not even be 90 if they got married as teenagers.
Are they still knocking it out?
Yeah.
That was not the headline.
I bet you they're slapping the bag on the weekends. They're slapping the bag.
He doesn't even know it's a trend. It's just what they do.
Slap. They play slap in the fold, they call that.
Oh.
Pull my catheter.
Josh Wolf did a joke. I'm not going to do it justice, but he finds some people in the crowd that are married for a long time. Then he finds some people in the crowd that are married for like, or just together for a couple months or a year. There was a couple in the crowd married 40 years, and there was a couple near him that were dating for a little less than a year. And he goes, the people in the crowd there, he said, the 40-year-old, he said, they could drive home tonight and say two words to each other that would end your relationship to the people that were been a year.
Yeah.
And basically, he used a lot of swear words. I can't, Or one married person goes, the other person, screw you. I hate you. And the other guy goes, I hate you, too. And he flips them off. You know, it's one of those conversations you can have with somebody you've been together with forever.
Right.
And if you're married, if you're with somebody less than a year, that...
No, you can't
it's done.
Utter those words.
Yeah, that you can't utter those words. It was just a funny bit, man.
You have to work up to that.
Right.
You do. We, after 70 years, you'd think you'd be able to say anything. And I can imagine, after 70 years, I think I'd want to hang out with my wife, but I can't imagine her putting up with me for 7 decades.
No, I think you're right.
When Tyler threw out that line of, you've told me that story 5,000 times, that's what we're going to hear.
Right.
Don't even throw that out there.
I'm getting close to that story anyway now.
Yeah.
I'm probably getting close to that number now.
Yeah.
Only 20-some years. I'm probably close to 5,000 times I've told you the same story.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah, I know that.
I know that.
Nix and Hutch.
Yeah, Hutchinson, Kansas on Friday at the Red Shed Music Venue in Roper's Bar and Grill, David City, Nebraska on
Saturday
night.
But it's only Monday. We'll be back tomorrow at TNTRadioEmpire.com's website. For the podcast or wherever you get your podcast, we're on pretty much on every podcast platform. Thank you for listening.
We're on the Twitter.
Patronize the advertiser.
At TNT Radio Empire. Official
TikTok.
Facebook page.
TikTok.
That's also TNT Radio Empire. And we answer the email all day too. TNT at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Have a good one.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
It's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.